All right, I am so excited to introduce you guys to James Lamb. James is the founder of Look Ahead Marketing. And yes, that is an acronym for his name, LAM, Look Ahead Marketing. And he specifically works with speakers, coaches, consultants, healers, and authors. These are the people that have something amazing to give back to the world, but no matter what they try, they can't seem to get their message out and become the superhero that they were meant to be. So James has developed some really amazing programs. He's going to share some insight with us, and we got a little ahead of our conversation. So we're just going to jump right in. It's going to sound like it's the middle of the conversation, but I want you guys to hear all of this because there were gold nuggets being dropped right from the beginning. So here we go. Super happy to introduce you to my friend, James Lamb.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
I'm just going to dive in and I'll go back and do an intro later. So,
okay.
Okay.
Are you going to put that in? That's part of the soundbite, isn't it?
It totally is. Sandy, my video editor, she like, I'll go back and watch my episodes and I'll be like, yeah. Oh, well, that's a fun little face.
Here's a funny thing, right? And this is something for your audience. This is actually a tidbit of information. Do you remember when you first started business and you would need to have everything perfect? And we're talking videos here, like blooper reels. And I remember doing my first Facebook ad video and I was like, okay, relax. And then like, I had this entire script ready. And then like, I'd be like, hello, James from Look Ahead Marketing. Welcome. And it was just like this. And then the minute, like, and then I would screw something up and like, it's not perfect. I need to go somewhere else. Right. And nowadays I'm like, do you want a script? I'm like, no. Do you know what you're saying? No. You ready to go? Yeah. Let's just do it. And it always turns out better anyways. And yeah, I think you're kind of the same way, right? And it's totally, kind of awesome. But it's super awesome because then you don't end up getting stuck in that perfection mindset.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Completely. It totally is. Because when I first started doing lives, I had the whole camera fear and stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I had to have the hair done and I had to have the makeup just right. And like,
yes.
Was I wearing the right clothes and all this? I mean, you know, and now I'm like, put a photo filter on. I'm like, it's good.
In fact, okay, this is the challenge for your listeners. One new filter a day for 100 days. Okay, so you have to go on Zoom.
That's a great idea.
Or like, and then you just have to like be the pumpkin head and talk about like how pumpkins relate to your business, right?
Yes.
And I would be like, you know, on Halloween, there's that perfect jack-o'-lantern, but you know, no one's a perfect jack-o'-lantern. So you need to rock who you are and the jack-o'-lantern that you are, right? And then you would talk about what you do. And then your listeners would talk about what they do. And that would be kind of cool.
That would be so much fun. Oh my gosh. When I did 100 days of purple where I made myself post on Facebook every single day for 100 days, something where I was pointing out something purple.
That's
awesome. That was literally like 3 years ago. And it was a giant pain in the ass to do. But to this day, I still get people that'll send me like links to the purple store or a picture of like a purple field. And hey, I saw this and I thought of you. And I'm like,
that's kind of cool.
It's still working.
Is kind of cool though, right? And for the record, my 3-year-old would love you. Her favorite thing is purple because her older sister's favorite color is pink. And so she can't have pink. She can't be the same. No, purple. So purple's her thing and she would love you. And you should come down and say hi one day because... And just bring all your purple stuff.
Totally.
Bring all the purple stuff. I love children for that. They have no sense of being self-conscious.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. They do. But when it comes to like liking something, they just love it without borders. They don't love it in question and be like, should I like it this much? Like, I really like this cheese and I shouldn't have it because it's going to make me fat, but I really like this cheese. And should I, and like the kids are just like, give me as much cheese as you have until I feel sick. And there's something really awesome about that, right?
There totally is that innocence. Yeah. That we lose. It's that filtering that.
Oh my God. So true. So true. Should we actually talk about business, even though we've been talking about business this entire time?
Anyways. I know, right? Totally. All right. So James, since we started with some awesome fun stuff, give everybody kind of a background of like what you're doing and how you're helping, what your business is.
All right. I own the Purple Store. You should buy from it.
Oh, yes.
That's it. That's sold. It.
Mic
That's
drop. Awesome. Done.
But business idea. Hello. My name is James. I'm the founder of Look Ahead Marketing. Essentially, what we do is we help coaches, speakers, authors, consultants to get the word out. One of the things that we're recognizing is people I work with have a really important message, and they, you know, some healers need to go and you know, for lack of a better term, fix or heal or change people's lives. Mm-hmm. But right now what's happening is they're stuck in purgatory because they can't get their message out. And when they can't get their message out, their client can't be healed or can't be fixed or can't be happy. And so those are the people who I work with because I like helping people with really big messages and really big goals get out to the world. And I'll be honest, Jen, at press times at the time we're recording this, this is my first time I've ever done a course like this, but it is going freaking awesome. Like we're in week 7 and we have 18 people registered. And I think 16 still routinely show up in the call every week, wow. Which anybody who runs a course knows that is incredible.
Yes.
Right.
For sure.
That is monumental in itself, which means that we are actually getting somewhere and they are actually building their own interpretation of their message and their own interpretation of their superpower. And there's something I always continue to talk to them about is the fact that they matter, right? Like you matter. I always say you matter in the class. And now it's because they're ribbing me about it because they're saying it to me. But this is the honest to goodness truth, right? When we start business and we aren't being successful, mm-hmm. we kind of pull, some of us pull the woe is me card. Always yeah. like, oh, it's so sad, or like, oh my gosh, like it's so difficult. And the truth is that you aren't just hurting yourself, you're hurting all the people who need you. Mm-hmm. Right. And people forget that. And so they, like the people I coach, need to have a responsibility to go to the world and tell them about it. And that's what a number of them are doing. And I'm seeing people now go on Facebook Lives, book on podcasts, get some books done.
So awesome.
Like just do something for the love of God. Just do something. Right.
Yeah.
And and so it's really rewarding for me to see them level up and own who they are. And now they understand that they aren't just a spiritual coach. They aren't just, a mindset coach. I tend to attract a lot of mindset and spiritual coaches. That's just who I tend to attract. You aren't just a mindset or a spiritual coach. You are your own mindset and spiritual coach. And by the way, that is some of the most intimate stuff that people are going to share with you. And you are a certain personality, so they are going to be attracted to you and be able to share that.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
And if you never get to the world, they never get to hear you. And that is the end of the story. So it's your responsibility. Get out there and start telling people what you do and who you are.
Yeah, right? For sure.
So that's what I do.
I was literally just having a conversation with my husband about this last night. And we were talking about, cause like he's just starting to understand really the world of entrepreneurship. And he's mm-hmm. like, well, like, why don't these people like understand how to scale their business and stuff? I'm like, because we don't start businesses because we're like, oh, I know how to set up a business. No, we have these superpowers, or we've been mm-hmm. tapped with this calling, or we have something that we're like, I know I can help other people. And that's the reason.
Like, yeah. And on top of that, you're absolutely 100% right. And business is hard. Like it's really hard, right? I don't know if your husband realizes how difficult this is. You know, like I have a couple advanced degrees and I don't tell many people this because I have an MBA and I actually graduate at near the top of my class. I don't tell many people this because the expectation from graduating near the top of your class with an MBA is crazy. You should be making like $4 billion and guess what? The MBA prepares you nothing for small business. In fact, it makes you worse because it makes you think you know everything, even though you don't know everything, but small business is all trial and error.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm the same boat, my friend.
Yeah, right? It's kind of embarrassing, right?
I was like, oh, I never made it through school. I flunked out and did this. And I'm like, yeah, 4-point student. Like,
oh, it's hilarious. Anyways, but that is the honest to goodness truth. Like small business, like you're right. You have to find out. So this is the challenge, right? This is one of the things I teach is that you're absolutely right. Everybody has a purpose, and entrepreneurs tend to be very purpose driven, right? Whether that purpose is I want a boat and I want a lifestyle, or that purpose is I want to get out and help as many people as I can. They're both purpose driven, right?
Yep.
The challenge is what happens when you start as an entrepreneur is you fail. That is just you, it's like your job. Okay.
Right.
Entrepreneur success is built on a mountain of failure. And that is actually the truth, right? You have to fail so many times in order to succeed. Now, this is the challenge, is that when you start failing, what do? You educate yourself. You try to up-level. You try to read all sorts of books. You try to reach all mentors. And if you're not careful, and I live this, you actually lose yourself and try to become something that you are not.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest mistake that I see more than anything else, is that people, and it's almost like a money throwing problem. You're like, sadly enough, I think what is quite possibly, she is on the cusp of something amazing, but she doesn't believe in herself. And it's partially because she paid $19,000 USD to pay like a new business. So that's a significant chunk of change for a new business. Doing a mastermind that basically was endorsing a crap load of cold calls. Sorry for my French, but a crap load of cold calls every day. And she is the quietest, nicest thing ever. That is not her strength, and that is okay. But in the beginning, you're like, I need to like grind through this stuff, and I need to show that I can do this, and so we lose ourselves to what we think we should be doing, and we lose ourselves to what someone else tells us, who actually doesn't really know us that well, who, by the way, is inside their own skin insecure and doesn't really know and wants to make sure that you like all these things happen, and of course we lose our way.
Yep.
And so that's sort of what I teach. Sorry, that was a long rambling message, but that's essentially what I teach. I teach people to find their superpower, i.e. the reason why people like them. Next, I teach them how to get their message, their unique message, and there is no formula for it, okay?
Right.
For example, if you ask me what I did, I'd be like, well, I help people find their superpower, I wrap message around, I get it to the world. Like, it's super, super simple, right? And then we figure out what marketing works in their power based on who they are and based on their superpower.
I love that so much because there's 15 million different paths to success, and success looks different for every single person based on who you are. And so just because you find somebody to follow or a mentor or whatever, like this is the plan. You're so right. We get stuck in like, oh, I have to do exactly this way.
I'll give you an example.
This time on this day, like,
yeah, no. I'll give you an example. So I want to give a shout out to her because she's awesome, Sherelle Morris. So Sherelle Morris is just starting the journey to really owning what she does. And the past few weeks, she has up-leveled significantly. So I want to give a shout out. And awesome. If she's listening. Okay. So we did lead magnets yesterday. So this is something that we did at a group coaching yesterday. And one of the lead magnets, she's like, manifest your magic. And I'm like, okay, that's good. I just think it's really like simple. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably too simple. Okay. That is the truth. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, the subheading is a crazy, simple, stupid way you can manifest your reality, even if you don't know shit all about manifesting. And I'm like, that is your lead magnet. And she's a little bit crazy. She's a little bit out there in all the best ways. And I was like, why are you sitting here with this crappy title when you have this amazing one that is already done?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And totally. So that's her. She's like, I like it because it's uniquely me. And I'm like, yeah, because guess what? When people download it, they want to work with you. They don't want to work with the lead magnet. They want to work with you.
Right.
Right. So you need to make it uniquely you. And that's something we all need to do when we put out to the world. Right. And it goes back to the very first conversation we had, which is around perfection and around like being perfect. And nowadays you and I are just like, I have yellow light. That's okay. Your cats are playing behind you. That's okay.
Why not?
Right. But it's kind of endearing to the person who you're tracking. You're like, they're freaking rocking who they are. That is amazing. Anyway, so does that make sense? And I know we're kind of talking in circles, but that is an example of how powerful that can be.
Yeah.
So for the wrong person, like the stupid, simple magic guide, and I don't remember the exact title, I should remember, but the stupid, simple magic guide to manifesting your reality, right? Whatever it is, like to the wrong person, they're like, I don't want to, that's terrible grammar. I don't want to download that. To the right person though, that is, no pun intended, but that is magic.
Mm-hmm.
And you, all of a sudden, you know, at a giveaway, I almost guarantee you, she's going to download way more, she's going to get way more leads. And there are going to be way more leads of people who she actually can work with and actually are interested in who she is, who she really is, and what she does. And that is what you want in business.
so much. Oh my gosh. I love that so much. Okay. Can we get super tactical here for a minute? Since tactical. You're like, you know.
Yes, I'm I got to change my pants to tactical pants. Yes,
of course. Strap on the belt.
Yes.
What I love is the being a podcast host is like a total thinly veiled way of being like, hey, give me all of your goods, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So since you're talking about going mm-hmm. through the course that you're helping people out, have you found a process or steps or anything that kind of that really help people to get out of that headspace of I have to be like this to be able to like really focus into their own superpower and really hone that?
It's a really good question. And there's a lot of external validation. And I feel weird saying this because this is all about internal validation, but to get there, we need external validation. And this is a really weird thing to say. Essentially what it is this is a really cool process. Okay. And I really like it. It's kind of something that I don't want to patent because it's stupid to patent, but like, I really like the process. So it's, you know how everybody else does, and I'm not poo-pooing on everybody else, but everybody else does quizzes. So they're kind of like, you're one of four personality types. Now, clearly there are way more than four personality types, but somehow we fall into this lie of like, you're one of four personality types. You're an E, and E's all like purple and green stuff and two cats, you know, like that's sort of what we do. And it's kind of silly if you think about it, right?
Right.
So one thing I do is I try to get some type of idea or a single word that is your superpower. And I will tell you this, every single person who has come on actually has changed the idea of what the superpower is kind of by week two. And so there's a process of go and think about what your superpower could be, then talk to three people who really know you well and write it down. And by the way, that is one of the most monumental things you can do because it fills you with joy. And when it fills you with joy, it makes you feel better and it makes you feel like, hey, I can do this better than anybody else. And then we kind of wash it up against the group. So right now I have 18 people. I hope to have 25 next round or more. And you know what we do is we wash it up against the group and we say, what do we think your superpower is? And we ask them some pretty pointed questions like, what do you like doing? Why does it make you feel good? And then we're like, and then inevitably, you know what? It's usually not me. And this is the cool thing. It's usually not me. Someone comes and says, your superpower is connection. Your superpower is inspiration. Your superpower is whatever it is. And the cool thing is that when it lands, and it's right, people are like, yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it is. And so all the other things that I thought were my superpower are actually symptoms of this larger cause, even though cause and symptoms sound negative. It's not supposed to be in this case. Does that make sense? So like, this is my core and this is the result of all those things. And that is the power of the group sometimes. And having 18 people on a Zoom call, like nodding and being like, that's absolutely it. And on top of that, what it does, it breaks down those walls really easily in the group. And it allows people to share things that they don't share elsewhere. That is super important, right? Because we can all hide. And you know, thankfully, I haven't had this yet. You know, there is one word that just absolutely means nothing these days, and that is passion, right? The number of times you're like, you're at a cooking competition and they're like, why should you be the next like master super chef? Because I have the most passion, you know? And everybody, like three out of the four people say passion, and it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just because, and it doesn't mean anything to your clients. Like, and this is what I love about this group is that people find out they're unique. People find out like there are 18 mindset and energy and spiritual coaches in the group. And there's other people as well, but there's primarily that. So then the question is, why, you know, then is you are so different because you can see that everybody else appeals to somebody else who is different, and that's okay. And so in theory, and now you have no competition in the room because everybody is different. And you will know the people you want to coach with.
Yep.
You will know their characteristics. You will know how they feel. And what happens is, and we all do this in the beginning of business, is when you don't have who you need to coach, that's when you end up price dropping. That's when you end up trying to be a square peg in a round hole, trying to fit your services for those people. Mm-hmm. And we have all been there and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh my gosh. Okay. There were so many gold nuggets in there. I just kind of want to succinct here. So the key to really really truly understanding your own superpower is in by sharing and doing with others that you trust, who then almost become like a reflection, a mirror back, and say, oh yeah, this is it. Like, this is what I felt from you. This is how you helped me. And so it's by engaging with other people for, like you said, that external validation that brings you the internal validation.
Yes. It's a very weird thing, right? But that's actually the way it is. Yeah. And on top of that, like here's something really interesting, right? We talked about failure in business. It's something that I talk about with my, I call them kids. They're definitely all kids, right? But I talk to my kids a lot. So I don't talk about my class, my course people, who most of them are older than me, right? Anyways, the reason why I'm telling you this is because a lot of the time the superpower actually comes out of a negative experience that we have had in the past, right? So if you are a marketing person like yourself, you will understand the terribleness of terrible marketing. Like, it's awful, right? And you will have been burned somewhere and it's terrible. And you're like, I never want that to happen ever again. Right. Yeah. You know, for me, I was actually that person. I remember doing one of my first webinars, and I would listen to Amy Porterfield and Russell Brunson talk about their webinars so much. I actually became them, as stupid as it sounds. Like,
I did the same thing. Totally.
Right. And you're like, okay, friend. So I'm sure you're thinking that, and I'm like, clearly this is not me, but that's okay. Cause that is part of the growth curve. Right.
Yep.
And so what I'm saying is to the entrepreneurs who are in tough, and there's going to be a few of you who are listening, they're in tough, and that is part of the growth curve. Mm-hmm. And there is a lesson in here somewhere that you will take for a far and wide and make lots of money on, but you have to get through right now. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't know what that is for you. So, but that is like, have you ever heard like, yeah, I've been successful in everything I've tried. There's no inspiration there. It's like a good book. You need to have like the protagonist struggling through something before they can come out and win. And it means so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So true. I talk a lot about that with the hero's journey, and really like totally embracing that and making sure that you're sharing
right
all of it. And then you're really illustrating the most important part of that is the feelings, the emotional connection and the transformation.
Yeah, there is a certain moment for all of us, right? Like I'm sure you can think of that moment. Like, Jay Fassett, who we both know, talks about like wheeling wheelbarrows of cash into the yard and setting a bonfire, right? And you know, for me, I remember actually was seeing Jay Fassett, and I had to use 3 credit cards, right, to get a rental car, and I only could buy fries because that's all I could afford. and I remember that. And now it's funny, right? Now you're like, ah, that's silly. And you're like, but back then it wasn't that silly.
Right.
Right. And back then you're like, I am saving $18 by not getting the sandwich. So I'm going to do that. Like I can. Okay. And I remember this, I needed a rental car because the hotel they were doing was $50 more a night. And I calculated I could save $30 by getting a rental car and staying somewhere else. And I was like, okay, that's what we're going to do. And then parking around the corner in free parking and walking like 20 minutes to get there. Like all these silly things. Now it seems, no, the parking was ridiculous there. I would still park around the corner and walk there, but like all of these things seem silly now. Mm-hmm. But that's because you've gone through it and you understand. And that is part of the learning curve.
It totally is. I mean, that's what creates our character and mm-hmm. what really makes us unique and different and why people want to work with us. Like, yeah, yep. You're never going to be able to serve all people. Ugh. Normally, I try to steer towards like in terms of how you are in your own business or using with your clients, specifically how we are talking about like, creating their messaging or how they're creating their content. And you've already talked quite a bit around that. Are there any other like big mistakes or big like tips or anything that we have not hit on?
Yes, there's one. I'm gonna share one. And this is a mic drop because I haven't shared this before and I haven't figured out how to say it. Okay. There's 2 things. So one of them is if you are open to it, I would like to leave your podcast guests a gift, right? Nor we always charge for this, but for you guys, like I'm happy to give it to you. And it ties directly. So what it is it's funny, here I am being like, there's no entrepreneur types. And here I am being like, it talks about your entrepreneur type. it talks about the marketing you can use, but it's a start. Okay. Yeah. It's a start. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a start for you. Okay. One thing that I'm finding with people is, I'm teaching this right now And so this is brand new content for me, but there's three categories in marketing. There's like aware, and these order go in linear. So there's awareness, capture, and cultivate. So basically, how do they find out about you? How do you capture the details so you can talk to them more? And then how do you have that conversation moving on? That's essentially all it is. Okay. Right. And everybody calls it different. I call it aware, capture, and cultivate. Okay.
Love that.
The challenge is awareness is so difficult. So let me put it this way. This concept of awareness of you need to get out of your immediate circle of people that you are speaking to, get to bigger circles. Cause one of the things that people would always be is like, I'm going to do more Facebook lives. Okay. That's great for your 100 people who follow you, but it's only 100 and maybe it's 99 cause someone stopped following you cause they get annoyed, which is totally okay. And you don't want those people. Right. But does that make sense? So you need to get on other people's Facebook live for awareness. And then when you do, and what I just did is I dropped a gift. What am I doing there? I am capturing those details. So, and then once, you know, and hint, hint team, by the way, when you get on my email list, you want to read everything I put out because it's awesome. So anyway, that's the cultivation part, right? And so what I'm trying to say is, first of all, talk to more people. Mm-hmm. And then second of all, make sure everything is tied together. So, and you can read, you know, one of the things I'm going to ask you to do here, here's a hint, right? And here's a little bit of the crux of the course is that, you know, in that email sequence, watch out for one where I say, join this inside group. So all of a sudden, instead of me just being able to email you and you knowing me on my podcast, but now I'm like, hey, I get to speak to you in person like this on Facebook Lives because now you're part of my inside group, right? So, and that is completely free, right? So do you see how all of a sudden we want to move from like one thing to two to three? Now, I'm not saying more is better. I'm saying rock what you have. I'm saying like, you know, you can cross-pollinate. So when it is time, if you are someone who does group classes, you do a launch, if you're looking for more clients, they see you in more spaces. And that is so important so that they know when you're up-leveling. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I just dropped all my secrets. I'm done. I have nothing, no other knowledge.
That's it. All right. So where can we send people to go get the goodie?
Right. You can put it in the show notes as well, but it's Look Ahead Marketing. So again, that's my company, lookaheadmarketing.com/VIP freebie.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. That's so
true. Yeah. No, it's a good place for people to start, right? Because a lot of times what happens is when things aren't going well, we add more marketing channels, which is like one of the biggest challenges and one of the biggest mistakes you can have. Okay. And Jen will tell you this straight out. Mm-hmm. Because we need to master some things that we have first.
Yep.
And once we master those things, then you move on to the next one. Right. Yep. But the challenge is that if no one has told you, you have no idea what marketing to you. Maybe it's Clubhouse. Maybe it's Instagram. Maybe it's Facebook. Maybe it's TikTok. Maybe it's email marketing. And so you have no idea. You're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And so that is the value of this thing. It kind of channels you in. And then you speak to Jen about, you know, which one is it? Is this right? And then she'll refer you to my program and then she'll make some money and I'll make some money. And then you get a business that will work. And then we are all happy and it's awesome.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I was just, I was a guest on a podcast yesterday and we were talking about in very similar terms is like the, where you were talking about the, you know, I do cold, warm, hot, but the three different cycles, like the messaging that you're going to share in each of those, it needs to be appropriate for how connected your relationship is. And that's essentially, yep. I think what you're saying there is like, you're, you know, okay, if you like me and you want to be part of my insider group, I'm going to share more intimate details with you. Yep. So you go join here. Like, I love that. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's really cool. Right. Can I drop one more tidbit and then,
Okay. For sure.
I know this is oddly self-serving. Spend money. Mm. And I'm not joking. Spend money on coaching, spend money on mentoring, spend money on services that are worth it. I don't know how to say it otherwise. Like the number of people who I've seen up level because they have taken something seriously is crazy. I did one in-kind donation of my course this year and she works for a not-for-profit and she has showed up zero times. Mm-hmm. And that pisses the hell out of me because everybody else is busting their ass because they have skin in the game and they are going to up level monumentally and they are going to succeed.
Yep.
But you cannot do that unless you actually spend money and do something. So spend money and shorten that curve to success. You are spending money. It's almost like an insurance policy. Like you can work your butt off or you can spend money and make sure people succeed.
Yep.
And make sure yourself succeeds, right? Whether it's with Jen, whether it's me, whether it's with somebody else, like it doesn't matter, but you know, you and I just dropped like 6,500, and I'm very happy to do it because on and I think you did the same on JVLG Blastoff, and the reason is because I want to succeed, and this is monumental. It's not just people telling you what to do. It's the connections you make. So if one of your strategies is getting on podcast, you don't get on one podcast, you get on 100, right? And it's also, and listen to this, heads up if you're multitasking, it's also avoiding things that take time and energy and a significant amount of that group or the money you spend will help you do that. And that is a massive, massive deal.
So, so true. Yeah. That, right. I think that's going to have to be a soundbite because I mean, for sure and one of the things I've also realized is like over the years, I've always invested because in my years as corporate, I saw people running companies and I'm like, this fool has no clue how to run a company. Well, like we said, it's hard and we didn't run a company because that's what we wanted to do. It's because we have our mission. So, I always said, I want to have a mentor. Like I want to learn from somebody so that I'm continuing to up level. And I can tell you through the years, I have spent a lot of money. I won't even, but we're well into the six figures. And it's not always about the actual promise or outcome of the program. It's about the people that you're working with. It's about training yourself. It's about training yourself to show up and play full out and make those connections. That's where the power of all of those things come from. And that's why it's so important to resonate with who you're working with.
And environment.
1,000%. Yes.
Right. Here's a secret for you, team. And I'm enjoy your friendships right now, because when you start leveling up, you will lose a lot of them, which is a good thing. Okay. Because you will make better friends who are more genuine, who are actually supporting you. And that is part of the reason why both Jen and I played pay to play, right? Because we want to be surrounded by those people. Like if you have a group of friends who are millionaires, you are going to be the other millionaire or millionaire in making.
Yep.
If you have a bunch of friends who make $40,000, and there's nothing wrong with this, right? You are going to be the person who makes $40,000. Right. And that's okay if that's what you want. Right. But if you want more, then surround yourself with people who you aspire to be like and whose lifestyle you aspire to have.
Yep. 1,000%. That's that whole rule of like, you're the sum of the six closest people that you, six people you spend the most time with.
Yes. And it's true, right? Like it's totally true. And so that's the reason why I'm happy to bribe Jay Fassett with wine every time he comes over after so often. And I kind of love it. And you know, the funny thing, Jen, we never talk about business. That is the one thing we never talk about. Is that weird? But that's kind of cool, right?
It's amazing. I mean, that's where the best deals are made is.
Oh, I love it.
Not talking about business. Yeah.
Right. Right. And that is well worth it. Just to surround yourself with abundant minded people is worth it in itself. Anyways. Okay. Yep. I'm babbling again.
All right. Well, we have gone on for a little bit here. Let's, if people want to follow along, become part of the inside group, get on your list, where do we send everybody?
All right. Go to lookahead.com/VIP. I'm just checking because Jessica actually was kind enough to send me what it was.
Awesome. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica. We all say thank you to you. VIP freebie. So, /VIP. FREEBIE. And that is the address. And you're going to get a ton of value from that. And I appreciate this conversation. I appreciate you listening in, team.
Awesome. Awesome. You guys make sure James is a relatively new friend, but I can tell that we're going to be,
I know it's trouble. Trouble.
But I can say that I have been on his list and there's some amazing stuff in there. So make sure that you go join up, follow along, and pick up what you can.
Awesome, team. And I'll give you another hint, by the way, before we close. When we give some of our stuff, it's going to be some of our best stuff. Okay, so you can learn a lot there. But like I said, spend money, shorten your curve to success, and we will all meet in Hawaii and have drinks. Expensive drinks.
I mean, yeah, that's the best promise ever.
Yeah, on Jay Fassett. Jay Fassett's bye.
Thank you, Jay. awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really,
you're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
That was fun. I appreciate it. And congratulations on reaching almost 100. You're
almost 100. Awesome.
What an amazing thing. Good for you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, James.